This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The death toll from a powerful bomb blast near a girls' school in the Afghan capital, Kabul, has risen to more than 60, with more than 100 other people injured. The evening bombing occurred in the city's Shiite Muslim-majority neighborhood of Dasht-e-Varchi. A spokesman for the Afghan Interior Ministry said mostly young students were among the victims. It was not immediately known whether the blast was caused by a planted device or a suicide bomber. No one immediately took responsibility for the deadly attack. A spokesman for the Taliban insurgent group denied involvement, saying they condemn any attacks against Afghan civilians. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned what he called a horrific attack. This is according to his spokesman, Stefan Dujarric. The United Nations office in Kabul condemned the attack as an atrocity and expressed its deep revulsion. The violence comes a week after the remaining U.S. and NATO troops began exiting Afghanistan with a mission to complete the drawdown by September 11th. The foreign troop withdrawal also has seen a spike in fighting between Afghan security forces and Taliban insurgents. Afghanistan's Taliban insurgency is praising the ongoing withdrawal of the U.S. and NATO troops. The Taliban chief called the withdrawal of foreign forces a good step and urged that all parts of the 2020 peace agreement be implemented. The Taliban chief was referring to the February 2020 peace-building pact the United States had negotiated with the insurgents in Qatar's capital last year in hopes of closing the war that has now gone on for 20 years total. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News.